We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show. It's the Memorial Day weekend edition of the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. They teased it up pretty good.
Yeah.
We got a lever action gun we're going to talk about. But first, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Wait a minute. It's Memorial Day weekend. Let me have a bite of this watermelon before we get started.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a picnic weekend for me. I love this weekend, man.
It's a great one.
This is when you start. It's
the unofficial launch of summer.
Yeah, you dress up your backstop and you make it look good. You add some extra sand to it. You put your steel targets out there. Ready to shoot all weekend long, man. We're going to burn through some ammunition this weekend.
Shooting holiday.
No, it's Memorial Day. We know it's got a very, very special meaning to all of us. But we thank you for being here with us on this Saturday. So, Jacob, this segment's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. What's their phone number?
Tim and the crew, give them a call for all your roofing needs at 810-732-7740.
You know, I see those guys almost every day of my life. Their office is right down the street from my house. So they stop in for coffee. They come by. They're great neighbors, and we appreciate them so much. And my house is dry through every rainstorm, even the hail this past week, because I have a good roof on my house. So glad to have them. Now, Dan, do they have anything big going on, you know, if anything other than, oh, my gosh, it's summer?
So what they're doing is they're installing roofs.
No way.
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
They specialize in the low pitch and flat roofs, the rubber roofs, the TPI. I don't know what the actual material
TPOs
is.
TPOs and TPO, all that
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
I mean, he's just fantastic. He knows his stuff. He's been doing this for a long time. It's since 1971, second generation. You just don't get the experience. I was thinking about this the other day. I was talking with somebody else, been in business since 75. The institutional knowledge that comes from that, as opposed to, you know, you've got people who are buying up, they have these private equity companies that buy up industry, you know, these family businesses have been around forever. And it just changes things. You
it
know
does.
What I mean? This is
it really does.
You know, he's there. He took it over from his father-in-law. His son is in the business now. They've got great people that work for him, great crews that go out.
Yep.
Personal attention to the, I mean, he sweats over all the stuff. He makes sure that everything's done right.
Yeah, he does. And just so you know, Jacob, he called the other day just asking how you were. Just want to get a Jake report.
There you go.
Find out about the kidney transplant. Boy, how he's doing. So, and Jake, you are doing well?
Yeah, going
good. Well, he was getting ready to go to a prayer group, and he wanted to tell the group that has been praying for you how good you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome. It's
perfect.
Awesome. So that's the kind of people he is. Again, you can link to him right on our website, thegss.com. Today we're going to be drawing for this Stanley Cup. Not the Stanley Cup like the NHL Stanley Cup.
No.
The Stanley Cup that we're doing for the Gunsmith Show. It's all doctored up. It's got
super cool.
US 103 on it and everything. It's got bullet holes all around it. Jacob, how do you want to go about this?
Well, excuse me just a second. If it's got bullet holes all around it, how does it hold any liquids?
It's like an act of God.
That's
it's
the
holy.
Joke.
It's holy.
Oh, there's
like a prize.
I gotcha. Okay.
It's going to leak all over you.
That's what you get for liking and sharing. Hot lap from coffee. No,
but
no, they're all stickered up.
Yeah. Now, how did the people that will, the winner's going to, there's only going to be one winner this time.
Yes.
And that winner has been picked because.
Well, we put all the names in a hat.
Yep.
Everybody that liked, commented, and shared this morning. I wrote all the names on the sheets of paper. I cut them up. I put them in the bowl, and I drew them.
All right.
So I drew the name this morning before we came into the studio because I wasn't going to bring all the stuff here. And,
right.
You know,
well, I appreciate it.
Winner of the Stanley Cup.
Uh-oh.
And we want to see a photo of this when you get it.
Yeah.
And I'll send you a message after the show. The winner is Craig Cundiff.
Very good.
So, Craig Cundiff, you're the winner of the Stanley Cup. We'll send you a message after the show here. And we'll get this figured out a way how to get it out to you, either mail it or studio or
ship it,
however.
Or whatever we got to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we start over? I was supposed to have a drum roll for you, I thought.
Oh.
Craig
Cundiff.
Craig Cundiff, everybody.
There was a tum roll.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, thanks for being loyal and listening every week. This is it's a blessing. So, but it was a lot of fun. We'll do it again soon, and and we'll try to make this. We used to give away something doggone every Saturday on the radio.
Maybe we go back to coffee cups again. Those were pretty good.
The coffee cups are always nice.
Still love mine. I got a couple of them back at the, every Saturday.
Is that where they went?
Every Saturday.
I,
I sold most of them.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, can you sign this for me?
There's a black market for those, you know.
The Al Grandes.
I write my last name on there. My last name's China. I put that on the bottom of all the coffee cups. Yeah. It says China on the bottom. It's mine. But anyway, no.
China.
But so.
All right.
Mega huge. But anyways, today.
We want to talk about a new lever action.
Yeah, though. New lever action guns. And these things. They've been out for a little while. They're really cool.
This just was announced last week.
But they've this look has been getting more and more popular, is my point.
Yes.
But these are brand new, and they are from the Marlin Ruger Company.
Maluger?
Maluger. Sounds like you got a spit. But
well, and then there's Glenfield in there, too, so I don't know how you're blending.
Yeah, well.
Marugula.
There you go. Sounds vegetarian. This
soon will, to be part of Beretta, so then I don't understand. So, anyways, new from Marlin / Ruger. Well, it's a new model of the same old rifle, I guess, is how you call it.
But we love those rifles.
You know, we talked about distributor exclusives a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is kind of along the lines, but built at the factory.
Yep.
You know, we talked about how Ruger did the 1022s, and they said, why are we doing these to distributors? Let's do the stuff in-house.
Right.
Well, that's what Marlin's done here.
Right.
So Marlin teamed up with a company called Mad Pig Customs. They've teamed up on the model 1894 in 357 Magnum, which also fires 38 specials.
Yes, it does.
And this
very
is,
efficiently, I may add.
This is not your grandpa's lever action.
Doesn't look like anything like my 1894.
No.
Nothing, except for a lever.
Well, it's not even the same lever.
It's totally, a custom lever.
So this is a fully customized lever action rifle and a handgun cartridge.
Magnum. Yeah.
It has a Midwest Industries extended handguard and sights.
Yeah.
Which is the long aluminum with all the M-lock holes in the side.
Yeah.
Pistol grip stock.
Oh, wait. It's got a full Picatinny rail. I mean, Dan would like to hear that.
A full Picatinny rail. Let's see here.
Now have some more porridge, sir.
Shut up, boy, and play with your Picatinny rail.
Now, the pistol grip stock in 1894 is what they've done. You know, typically 1894s aren't curved pistol grips.
No,
they're straight.
They're not. They're straight.
So this has a fully new lever with like an enlarged curved lever on it for the rifle.
It's got a nice look. It almost looks like you could remove the butt stock off it, and it could be like a mare's leg, almost.
Maybe.
But I wouldn't want to because it looks pretty darn nice. Because it's got to all be attached to the tang.
Yep, it does. Now, at the end of the barrel, it's got what's called the Angled Spade Scepter PB Muzzle Brake. Okay? Hang on, though.
Called.
This is a muzzle brake. It's got the holes on it. It's also a threaded muzzle brake.
It's threaded for
so
a suppressor.
So this is ready for your .357 caliber suppressor.
Right.
Or whatever else you want to put on it.
Yeah.
It has a 16.1-inch barrel, six-groove cold hammer forged barrel. The overall length of the Marlin Mad Pig is 34.5 inches long.
Nice.
It comes, let's see here.
That's an inch and a half shorter than mine.
Nickel Teflon followers, lever screws. Everything's been enhanced by Mad Pig Customs, okay? This is a suppressor-ready carbine right out of the box, right from the factory at Marlin. 8-round tube, which is fun.
Yeah.
The whole rifle.
You know, I don't think I've ever put that many rounds in mine. Mine holds like 11.
Yeah, because it's the longer one.
But, and then they make the cowboy one that holds like 13 or something.
Yeah, it's
a lot
long
of
barrel.
And but I've always only put like 3 or 4 in because I never like kind of like bump stocks. I don't go out there to shoot it a billion times.
Now, if you were
shoot
like
accurately
cowboy shooting, sure, you
it'd
need
be different. Yeah.
This is steampunk cowboy shooting.
Yeah,
this is
like what's it? Cowboys and aliens, kind of like
yeah,
that.
Cowboys versus aliens type of thing.
There you go.
So all the metal pieces on this gun are Cerakoted in the Magpul OD green color.
Ooh, that's a good color.
It's a sharp color.
Yeah.
Lots of spaces for all your M-Lock accessories, right? The M-Locks, you know, those are that's like the
it's the new adaptability. It's almost like having a Reese hitch on your truck.
Yeah, you can attach
you can
a ton of stuff to
this
gun.
On it. And it is nice having that stuff because you can do sling swivels, you can do
flashlights, lasers.
Yeah, I mean,
what about a flamethrower?
I'm sure you know what they make for this. They go into M-Locks like the little grenade launchers for the
oh,
bottom.
Oh yeah,
they do. They make a grenade launch for the bottom. So
okay. Who doesn't need a grenade launcher
on your lever?
Stuck in traffic?
clearing away.
Yeah. Hey, there's that intersection.
Fire in the hole.
That intersection's blocked.
That intersection was blocked.
Was blocked. That's right.
The weight of this rifle 7.3 pounds.
Now, they got one almost, maybe it's a Mad Pigs, but they got one just like this, all painted up in the case, in the Cerakote case at Williams Gun Safe right now.
It was not, it's just,
it's not a Mad Pigs.
Let me get to this point.
Okay.
So, the MSRP is $2,900.
Yeah.
Now, is that a lot of money for a lever action? I think so. But it has all these accessories. So the
it's really a custom rifle.
Well, that's the big thing Mad Pigs is saying is it more than your average lever action? Yes. However, price out all the stuff we've done and then include your time. You're going to spend more than this on that rifle if you're doing it yourself. So why not just buy it from us from the factory?
It's kind of like our good friend Eric from Williams Gunsight says, you only want to cry once. So spend the money, get what you want. If this is what you want.
I mean, it does have.
It's pretty cool.
The stock has the adjustable comb. You can put the shell holders in it so it holds extra shells down the side.
Yeah.
And it's got the sockets for the sling swivels. This is pretty cool. And if you're looking for a unique lever action handgun that
and you or could lever action rifle. You could literally deer hunt with this gun too. I mean you could pig hunt with it, you could small game hunt with it.
You could hunt mad pigs.
You could hunt coyotes in the daytime with it.
You could. Coyotes.
And it'd probably be a good zombie killer. But,
Yeah.
There you go.
So anyways, this is another new product. We've always said Ruger and Marlin does a great job at creating, you know, introducing new things. So if you're interested in a really sharp, interesting, out-of-this-world lever action from Marlin, check this one out.
Yeah.
The Mad Marlin, Pigs Custom 1894.
Yep. And get a hold of your dealer and see what it's going to take to get you one. Maybe you'll be the only one at deer camp with one of these.
Hey.
So it could be. All right, well, we got more show coming up. We got lots to talk about. What's the next segment, Jake?
Oh, we're going to talk about a new weather. Well, not a new Weatherby, but a different Weatherby shotgun that caught our eye.
Okay.
Weatherby shotgun, that's the next segment. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We'll be right back.